From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States has slapped Iran with new sanctions on 13 individuals and several companies linked to Tehran's ballistic missile program and its proxies across the Middle East. Officials say these sanctions are a response, in part, to Iran's missile testing activities in defiance of a U.N. resolution barring Iran from engaging in such tests. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said additional action against Iran is possible.
Today's sanctions really represent a very, very strong stand against the actions that Iran has been taking and make it very clear that the deal that they struck previously was not in the best interest of this country, and that President Trump is going to do everything he can to make sure that Iran is stayed in check.
In Iran, a senior cleric blasted the new sanctions, saying they will violate the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action known as the Iran Nuclear Deal. The Associated Press news agency reports that none of the new sanctions appeared to reverse the Obama administration's suspension of sanctions as part of the 2015 nuclear deal. A U.S. Navy destroyer is patrolling off the coast of Yemen Friday to protect international waterways from Houthi militia aligned with Iran. The U.S. military moved its plan up to have the USS Cole in the vicinity of the Bab al-Mandab Strait after a Houthi suicide attack on a Saudi frigate in the Red Sea on Monday that killed two crew members. Two amphibious ships are nearby in the Gulf of Aden. A knife-wielding man shouting Allah Akbar, God is great in Arabic, attacked French soldiers on a patrol near the Louvre Museum Friday in what officials describe as a suspected terrorist attack. Police shot the attacker several times during the confrontation. This is VOA News.